popped the replacement set into it. Glaring at Harry, Delaney looked as if he wanted to answer but thought better of it. "It was you, Monk," Harry said quietly. "I know it was you." The big man's eyes narrowed. For an instant, Harry thought Delaney was going to get violent. But then he put on his lopsided smile and said, "What the hell, Harry? You're not denying it? I didn't do any damage. We shot down the gook missiles, didn't we? We're all heroes." "Yeah, all of us, except Pete Quintana." Delaney looked startled. "What's he got to do with this?" "How'd the grease get into the oxygen line, Monk?"
"Now, wait a minute.
You put it there," Harry insisted. "You knew what would happen when the line was pressurized. You killed Pete."
"Dumb spick shouldn't have been out there. He should have come into the control room with the rest of us."
"You let him get killed."
"I warned him," Delaney shouted. "I told the dumb son of a bitch to get inside. You heard me."
"You didn't tell him the coil was going to explode. You didn't tell me to stop the test."
"Tell you, fuck. Who the hell are you? Chief of the test team. Why, you big shit, it should have been me."
Harry felt the fury radiating from the big man. "I know," he said softly. "I told you so when Anson picked me."
"Anson, big fucking asshole. You know why he picked you? Because he can push you around. He calls the tune and you do the dance.
And Pete burns to death." Delaney jumped up out of his seat, making Harry twitch with surprise and sudden fear. Monk's a big guy, Harry thought, remembering the way the big guys at school had always run roughshod over him. He'd learned to talk his way out of most trouble, but there were always gorillas who took special pleasure in beating up smaller guys who got A's in class.
"So Pete's dead," Delaney roared. "What do you want me to do about it? I didn't kill him. Dan brown-nosing spick had to show Levy and Shive how good he was, how fucking concerned he was about getting every fucking detail just right, so he killed himself. I didn't do it."
Slowly, Harry rose to his feet. He barely reached to Monk's nose. "I know you didn't intend to kill him," Harry said, trying to placate Monk.
"Fucking right I didn't."
Looming over Harry, Delaney growled, "And you're not going to say a word about this, buddy. Not to anybody, understand?" Before he could think of anything else to say, Harry heard himself reply, "Monk, I can't keep this quiet. The colonel knows about the ranging laser."
"So what? That's all been fixed. No damage done."
"We've got to know why you did it. Who paid you to do it?" Delaney slammed a big fist against the main console, making Harry flinch backward a step.
"Damn it, Harry! You don't have to know anything. Not a damned thing. You got that?"
"Yes, I do, Monk. But the Air Force will want to know. Mr. Anson will want to know. Pete's widow, too.
Harry, I'm warning you. Drop it."
"I wish I could, Monk. But I can't." Whirling, Harry saw Colonel Christopher standing in the compartment's hatch. Monk stared at her, frozen, his mouth open, his hands balled into fists. "From what Harry tells me, you'll be charged with negligent homicide, I imagine," the colonel said, her voice tight, her face hard and unforgiving.
"Now wait," Harry began. He never got any farther.
Delaney gave out a strangled roar and grabbed Harry with one big hand, punched him squarely in the face with the other. Harry's head snapped back. His nose spurted blood. He tried to push himself away, but Monk kept punching him. Colonel Christopher sprang at Delaney.